something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Look beyond the world. As a look beyond the world. Jesus got there. They took him to the place where the man had been laid, dead for 4 days. Decomposition had set in. They said, by this time he stinketh. He said, don't worry, roll the stone away. They rolled the stone away. How did Jesus pray? He said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me because you hear me always. What did the Father hear? What he said before. This sickness is not unto death. Now, there was another time a little girl died. When Jesus came, he said, little girl, I say unto you, arise. So Jesus got that girl to arise. But let's look what he did to Lazarus. He said, I thank you, Father, that you've heard me because you hear me always. Now, he stood in front of that cave and yelled out, Lazarus, come out. Like he was calling somebody behind the wall. You understand? He didn't say, rise from the dead. He didn't say, arise. He said, Lazarus, come out. Come out. He was in the cave. He said, come out. They thought he was really, really crazy now. The Jewish leaders were all there. They thought he was really mad now. Didn't you say he had a demon? But to their amazement, Lazarus came hopping out of that cave. What did Jesus know? What did he have? Insight into reality. Reality. They said that it's a cancerous growth. They said it's cancer. They said, who said? Who said? Huh? The wisdom of the doctor, right? Can you see beyond it? Can you see the emptiness of it? They said the fibroid is growing larger. They said the fibroid is bigger. Doctor said it's operation. Why are you afraid of operation? Because of the knife. They're going to cut you open. Okay, I don't want to be put under anesthesia. Let them. I would like to be awake. Let me be looking at them. Because you don't know if you go or whether you come back. Didn't you say there's a heaven? How many times did he tell us, fear not, fear not, fear not? Fear not. It's growing larger. How do you know? I can feel it. And then you come to church and say,
I'm not moved by what I feel. Why didn't you laugh when you felt it? You ought to laugh. Yeah. You see, that's the wisdom of God. Now, let me show you something else. Hey, hello. I told you, when you're born again, all right, you have what? Ginosko knowledge. Ginosko. It's revelation of the word that comes to you. I said, but that revelation, if you're going to grow in the things of God, you have to get into what? Epignosis. You remember that? Okay. Now, look at this. I want you to turn to the book of St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1. Are you there? All right. I'm reading to you from verse 17. You know, he is talking about John the Baptist. This is a prophecy about John the Baptist and so on and so forth. It says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient, I want you to mark that word, disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Did you get it? To the wisdom of the just. Now, here's something very beautiful. He says, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, or the wisdom of the righteous. The disobedient. That word is the words that it's referred to again in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, where it's the third chapter, when you read about the children of Israel not being persuadable. Okay? Now, here's the point. The word means one who cannot be persuaded, one who is unbelieving. That's the one he calls disobedient. The English translation says disobedient. It means one that will not be persuaded. He will not believe. He will not be persuaded to act accordingly. Now he says to turn the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to the wisdom of the righteous. So the righteous have a certain kind of wisdom. Now, what kind of wisdom is he referring to here? This time he chooses another word. It's a Greek word that's called phronesis. All right? Phronesis. Phronesis. All right? All right. Now, what kind of wisdom is phronesis? He means a mindset. I think that's the best way to describe that. A mindset. Now, I know many of you use the word mindset, but I should read to you the meaning of that compound word mindset. Are you there? All right, mindset means a fixed mental attitude or disposition. Are you getting it? A fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's responses to situations and his interpretations of those situations. A fixed mental attitude. You see, he now has a mental attitude that influences his actions in any given situation. He has a fixed mental attitude. There's a way the guy is. There's a way he reasons. You can almost tell how he's going to behave in a certain situation. And the interpretation, his interpretation of situations. He says, a fixed mental attitude. Now, phronesis is a mindset. So he says, to turn the disobedient to the mindset of the righteous. The righteous, God's righteous ones, are supposed to have a mindset. Aye. You see, all this time when I share with you the Word of God, I try to help you get a mindset. I'm taking you on a journey so you can have the mindset of a victor, the mindset of one who is more than a conqueror, a mindset of a success. There's a mindset. He says, a fixed mental attitude. This is the kind of wisdom that he wants to take you to. Are you there? No. I want you to look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. He had a mindset. He sent his disciples. He says, you go and wait for me somewhere. You know, he appointed them to wait for him somewhere. He was praying. When he was through, it was nighttime. Dark night. And Jesus came down from where he was praying. And, oh, all right, it's the sea. All the boats were gone. He didn't start praying. He just walked on the water. He had a mindset. He didn't think of sinking. Do you understand? There was a mindset. He had a fixed mental attitude that couldn't distinguish between the water and the concrete or the ground. There was no difference. A mindset that recognizes no fear. No matter what happens behind you, all you do is look at it. With the mindset of a victor. They can't knock you out. Are you still there? Look at Samson. He had a mindset. 1,000 soldiers came out against him. 1,000 men of war. You know what he did? He just looked for the jawbone of an ass. 1,000 men facing one man. The anointing came on him. See, do you remember something else I taught you about the other Wednesday when we were talking about add to your faith virtue? Huh? Add. He's a sponsor. Lavishly supply. You see, the guy, the anointed will come, but he had to lavishly supply something. Do you get it? There was an attitude that he had to have. An attitude. There's an attitude required for the anointing to produce results in your life. You can't function in fear and have the anointing produce results. Are you there? A mindset. Now let me show you how to get there. See, it's a journey. First is Sophia. Sophia is the wisdom of God. And you know, the Bible says that Christ Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. And then we just read something that in Christ, you have all the treasures of wisdom. Sophia. In what? Knowledge. All the treasures. I don't know whether you have caught that. Let me tell you what it implies. It means that If you took up something here, if you took this thing and held it in your hand, you could actually get every required information from within your spirit. If you develop your spirit enough. Let me tell you something. So, several years ago, something happened. I explained something about a certain fruit. But as I was giving the explanation from my spirit, I'd never read about it. I'd never heard anybody talk about it. But I gave the information. And when I did, somebody went to a textbook to find out what I said. They found out everything I said, I was 100% accurate. But it came from my spirit. I listened to somebody one day speaking his own language. And I began to correct him on his language. I'd never understood that language. I can't communicate in that language. You know what he did? He argued a bit and he said, all right, I'm going home and I'm going to talk to some of the elderly men in my village. I said, that would be beautiful. He went home to their hometown and talked to some elderly men about what I said. You know what they told him? They said, who is that person? They said, he is exactly right. They said, we wonder why many of the present generation don't understand it. That's what they told him. I was accurate. Are you still there? There's so much I can go from one to another to tell you experiences of those things. Where we can, he says, in Christ. What is the meaning of Christ? God carefully put there the word Christ instead of saying Jesus. Because Christ means Jesus and the church. He is the head. We are the body. The head and the body form Christ. We are joint heirs with him. And if he says that the treasures, all the treasures of wisdom, Sophia, and knowledge, gnosis, every required information about anything in this world. Do you know what Moses said? He said, the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children. He said, the things that are not revealed belong to God. Hi. Meaning that we can play with any information that has come to this world. Anything in this world that a man can know is already inside us. Let me show you something. Look at even the natural world, where men have been able to delve into their spirits to pull out some information. And that's what has taken us to the level of science and technology that we are today. And what they have is still little compared with what the world could actually receive. And we are the custodians of all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. There's nothing you cannot know. Nothing you cannot know. But you have to do something, and that is train your spirit. Train yourself to pick information from your spirit. Look, you'd find yourself, I write a lot of things because information comes to me. Some of you will find that you'll be writing. You will start writing revelations. You will write. I'm telling you, when you go outside there, this sand that all of us are walking on, we are walking on something that is so important, but we don't know. Why do I know this? This sand outside. I'm telling you, this sand, how do I know? First of all, from this knowledge that I have within me, I am telling you, this sand that is so common outside, that we are all walking on, because men have not looked at that which is common. We are following oil. But there's something in this sand. But men have been given a certain kind of foolishness. So they tread on gold. Look at, go to Liberia and Sierra Leone. They got diamonds. They are broke. The United Kingdom doesn't have diamonds. Until they came from Europe to talk to us about the diamonds, until we found them carrying the thing and going to Europe with it, did we know what it was? No! Look at the oil. We sat on them. We knew nothing. until they came and showed us. All these common things you are looking at. If God would grant you that grace for you to see, how can you project yourself into this kind of wisdom? Speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. By speaking in tongues. You will launch yourself into the field of chemistry and begin to receive information. You have information in biology like you never thought possible. You become skillful in politics. Did you know about a man in the Bible? A man called Ahithophel. You remember him? The man was not as anointed as you. He was a man that played with his mind. The Bible says in those days, his advice was as though somebody had heard from God. He was not a prophet. He was not a prophet. Did you ever read about the man who sat for ideas? Many people come to him and ask for solutions. All he did was to go into a dark room, lock himself up. He would sit down there for hours with a pen and a paper. And he would write for hours solutions to different things. No, when you are playing football and nobody's watching you, only you. You dribble around the field. You dribble everybody until you score between two stones. They call it choosing. Get yourself ready for a great and tremendous future. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, glory to God. Get yourself ready for it. Get yourself ready for it. I said the future is yours. Hallelujah. Look, let me tell you, the next 5 years, 10 years, some of you are going to become so big. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down. Okay, let me mention the other kind, the one between them. Okay? So I said the first one is Sophia. The second one is the one I'm going to tell you now. The third one is what? Phronesis. Okay? Now, interestingly, the second one sounds like the last one. It's called Sonesis. There's a scripture that can give us.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream
That's
and
right.
I've been trying to through.
Right.
We I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay. Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia. Junction beside Tech World Petrol Station, off Co 2 Munjai Road, The Gambia. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call +220 309 3735 +220 418 7824 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.